Kia ora and welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast. I'm very excited to have on the line with me this morning Neil McLeod, who has just released his new EP, We Have Known Lost Days. Good morning, Neil. How are you going?
Good morning. Really, really good, thanks. Thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
No, you are so welcome. It must be an exciting day ahead for you. It's out on all the platforms now. How has this journey been for you?
Oh, it's been a long one actually. I've had this music finished for quite a long time. COVID, along with some other things, obviously being part of the reason that it's taken a while to get it out into the world. So it's a bit of a relief in some ways to have it out, but I'm also just really excited. It's the release has made it feel new again to me, which is great.
Yeah, COVID ruins everything. Your last EP before this was 2019, am I correct?
Yeah, that's right, To Unfold.
So what was it like the second time around doing it? Did you learn a lot from that first experience?
Yeah, I learned so much from that first record. I'd never really made a record, quote-unquote, properly before. Mm. So that was my real first deep dive into producing a record with somebody else. And you learn so much through doing that. You learn what you're vulnerable. You learn what makes you feel vulnerable, I suppose. I had never sung in front of someone when I was making my music before.
That wow.
was a very private experience. And so, yeah, being in the studio with a co-producer really taught me a lot about, yeah, where my insecurities lay and sort of how to overcome them, I suppose, which was great.
Yeah, well, in a sense, like, thank you, because, like, you are very raw on this EP. You know, some of this music sounds, you know, it comes from deep within. Not in like a dirty context, in like an emotional context. What was that like for you? Is that like quite a weird, uncomfortable thing, or were you kind of getting used to it? How was that?
You're right. The themes on this record do come from a very deep within place. I think it's a mixture of things. It can be very uncomfortable at times to write about things that are so raw, because I suppose if you're working a lot, then it's, you know, when you come to making your own music, that's kind of like, I guess, a form of therapy, as sort of cheesy as that can sound. But you are going into yourself and you're going through your life with a fine-tooth comb, and I suppose you're trying to figure out what stones haven't been turned over. And it can be a little bit frightening to turn over a stone and see all the crabs coming out, you know?
Yeah, right.
But I think I was lucky, you know, I had a co-producer on this project. I had someone to help guide me through those things. I didn't feel completely alone, which was great. And I think it's a process worth doing for anybody, that sort of self-introspection, whether or not you end up with a record at the end. I think that's just my way of processing that stuff, but I would encourage anyone to do it, even if it is uncomfortable.
Yeah. You mentioned kind of you've been sitting on some of these songs for a while. Much like anyone else, I'm sure you feel like life has changed so much in that short kind of period of COVID. What was that like, kind of listening back to some of those songs? Did you have different perspective on them?
Yeah, I actually, it's funny you say that. I think I've come to understand what the songs mean more and more as time has passed, which has kind of been the case throughout my whole, I suppose, short musical life. I've always found that I listen back to stuff a couple of years later, and I suppose the meaning just kind of drops all of a sudden.
Yeah, right.
Drops
into
place, you know, because you see how you see how your life has panned out since making that song or making that record, and you sort of see it in context, and it can be a little bit overwhelming. Actually, you got to be careful, because I think in a way you can manifest things
by writing
about them. So it's kind of like if you bring something to awareness, then it's it's a good thing, but it's also risky, because once you're aware, then you're going to see it everywhere, and it's going to be on the tip of your tongue, at the front of your mind. So I think listening to these songs again has just, I suppose, reminded me about who I was at the time, and also it's been quite encouraging. It's shown me the ways in which I've grown as well since then.
So you seem like you write about it, you can kind of manifest it. Is the next EP about going to be about like cars and money then?
I wish I had that going for myself, but I haven't taken that tack. I think I'm very drawn to using music as a way to explore, I guess, the worst bits about myself. It's a thing that I find very valuable, and honestly quite sacred, and it's what I'm drawn to doing. And I understand that maybe other people want to write about those things, but it's just not what I'm drawn to yet. Yeah.
So how did you get into this whole journey of making music?
Yeah. Oh gosh, kind of accidentally, really. RDU is actually one of the first stations that ever supported me on music.
That's what we do. We're great people here.
I know. RDU has been just such an incredible support over the years. Like, I had this song ages ago when I was still in high school that I put up on SoundCloud, and my friend had been driving to school. He was usually late, so he sent me a text. He was like, "I'm going to be late to this class, but your song is playing on RDU." And I wasn't as cool as him, so I didn't actually know what that was at the time. But I looked it up, and I was like, "Oh, that's crazy." And so that was one of the first early cues that I could maybe think about doing it seriously. And it's just kept going in that fashion, I suppose. You know, I've had great little opportunities come up, and I've met awesome people, and just slowly but surely the wheels started going in a certain direction, and I've just tried to follow that.
Well, I mean, you've done a great job, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Second EP. I was kindly sent your music video to Taller Than Trees yesterday.
Yep.
Which made me feel all kinds of ways on a Thursday at 2 p.m., so thanks so much. I had work
You're
to
welcome.
Do. what's like that aspect of it, like the filming, does that kind of marry well with the music, or is it quite like strange?
Well, I think with film, I'm very lucky because everyone that we worked with on this project are really, well, they're just their friends, the people that we can consider friends. So it was a really loving and caring space that we created. So I don't know if I can speak to it on the whole, but we had a very nice experience. My friend Oscar Keys was the director, and aside from being an incredible visual person, he's also just one of my best friends. So luckily for me, I was able to just put a lot of the trust in him to interpret it properly and to do justice to what we were trying to perform. So not too weird, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is stunning to watch. The whole like aesthetic of all of it is like really beautiful and all that. Cool. How would you kind of like briefly describe the whole EP if you had to? Like, can you sum that up quickly?
Yeah, I think I can. I think what I would say is that it's a record that tries to examine the darker bits of ourselves, the darker bits of our nature. And it's telling those stories in a way that is, I hope, specific enough that people can get where I'm going with it, but also vague enough that it can be used in their life in their own way. I suppose it sounds a little bit chaotic at times, but then also very gentle and very calming at times.
Well, I mean, everyone's lives are chaotic at some point, you know?
Yeah,
so very appropriate. Now, you may not be able to tell us because it is early days. What's next? Is there a tour coming? Is there anything like that? Do we get to hear you live?
Yes, I can't talk about 100% specifics yet, but we are definitely going to be touring. We're definitely going to be playing shows, and we're going to be talking about that real soon. But yeah, I suppose just like find me on whatever social media people use, and we'll be updating everyone through those channels. And there's more music coming as well. I'll say that. I'm really excited about it.
Well, Neil, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations on getting this out to the world. What is it? More interviews today? Are you waiting to hear people's reactions?
I've got one more interview lined up, and I think I'm probably just going to take the day to honestly just to celebrate. I'm probably going to go for a walk, and I don't know, take a big deep breath.
Yeah, no, a party is well earned, I would say.
Yes, thank you, Liam.
Yeah,
thank you
for sharing this with the world. You're such a blessing, and just so gorgeous. So congratulations. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, Liam. I hope you have an awesome day too.